WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Hey, what is up, beautiful people? You are tuned into another fantastic edition of Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, T-G-I-F. That's right, it is Friday, May 29th, 2015, and we have a great show in store for you all today. Today, I'll be chatting with Mike Price of the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan. You do not want to miss this chat, folks, because the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan has been doing some fantastic things right here in our community, actually giving kids with disabilities the chance to live out their athletic dreams. You do not want to miss that chat. Also, we'll chat about Adrian Peterson, who was a little perturbed about his recent contract dispute with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll chat about the Detroit Tigers as they just, it was just an ugly outing for the Tigers yesterday against the LA Angels. Also, we'll reflect a bit on this Reflection Friday, as well as take your calls all the way up until 2 p.m. 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. But hey, let's start this party like we always do. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners again for this Friday, May 29th. The DeWitt Panthers girls soccer team defeated Hazlitt 3-0 and will advance to face St. John's in Saturday's district title game. The Panthers, who won their Division II district from 2010 to 2012, they had been eliminated by the Vikings in the district tournament the past two seasons. So congratulations to the DeWitt Panthers as they now move on again. That game will take place tomorrow against St. John's, the district title on the line. And how about this one? Senior Emily Voss scored four goals in a 9-0 win for Lansing Christian over Bath in the district semifinals, including two in a 30-second span in the second half before being substituted out of the game. Lansing Christian now moves on to face Langsburg for the district championship tomorrow at Lansing Christian High School. Should be exciting stuff. All right, the number three-seeded University of Michigan softball team, they use stingy pitching and a pair of long balls to knock off number five Alabama 5-0 in its opening game of the Women's College World Series on Thursday evening at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium. Now, sophomore left fielder Kelly Christner, she gave U of M an early advantage with a first-inning solo shot, and senior catcher Lauren Sweet, she was sweet, folks. She added breathing room in the fourth, pounding out a second grand slam of the year for her. Now, U of M will play tonight against number seven seed UCLA. Man, is that U of M softball squad good or what? Albert Pujols and Matt Joyce hit early home runs, and Chris Iniesta came through with a late grand slam to lead the Los Angeles Angels to a 12-2 win over the Detroit Tigers in Thursday's series opener at Angel Stadium. Now, Tigers right-hander Buck Farmer started in place of injured Kyle Lobstein. Annabelle Sanchez, whose 11 runs allowed this year include two sixth-inning shots that cost Detroit a four-run lead last Sunday against Houston. He'll try to regroup on tonight, at 10:05 p.m. against the Angels lineup that has two home runs in 20 and two-third career innings off of Sanchez. Former Michigan State, Michigan State men's basketball standout, Scott Skiles and the Orlando Magic have entered into contract discussions and expect to soon complete his hiring as the team's next coach. And that's according to league sources. Now, sources told ESPN.com that the Magic, undaunted by Skiles' interview this week with the New Orleans Pelicans, continue to push for a deal with Skiles and are trying to complete a multi-year deal with the former Phoenix Sun, Chicago Bulls, and Milwaukee Bucks coach, who famously, get this, once had 30 assists in a single game when he was playing in Orlando's backcourt. How about that? Was Scott Skiles good or what? I'm sure many of you Michigan State fans recall many memories of Scott donning the green and white. All right, the Southeastern Conference will distribute, get this, $435 million out of an NCAA record $455 million in revenues between its 14 institutions. Now, each league member will receive $31.07 million, an increase of more than $10 million per school from last year's payout of $20.9 million per school. That's a lot of moolah. In a string of tweets on Thursday afternoon, running back Adrian Peterson said NFL players should have the same kind of fully guaranteed contracts that players in other sports receive. Peterson unleashed 11 tweets venting about the leverage teams have over their players, arguing that they should get some protection against the possibility of the team eventually releasing them with money remaining on their deals. 2 months after pleading guilty to sexual assault in Arizona, longtime NFL safety Darren Sharper entered another guilty plea, in federal court in New Orleans on Friday morning. This morning, now, according to the New Orleans Advocate, Sharper, a six-time All-Pro, pleaded guilty to 3 counts of conspiracy to distribute drugs with the intent to commit rape. Oh, boy. And this, folks, is just redonkulous. At the par 3 16th at Ledge Meadows Golf Course in Grand Ledge, Michigan, Tony Blundy first sank his 135-yard shot with a 7-iron. Then, right after his hole-in-one, Janet Blundy, his wife, did the same thing with a pitching wedge from 110 yards, a tee box forward. How about that, folks? Well, those are your current sports quick hit headliners. Our phone lines are open. It is about that time to start the show.
If you spell this word correctly, the Scripps National Spelling Bee will declare you and Vanya co-champions. If, however, you are incorrect, Vanya will have the opportunity to spell, and if correct, would be the sole champion of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Ready? None attack.
None attack. None attack. N-U-N-A-T-A-K. None attack.
Correct.
Welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. As always, folks, I am your host, Al Martin. It is Friday. You got to be feeling good. The weekend is here. Oh, boy. Put a smile on your face, folks. Oh, we got a great show in store for you. I'm particularly excited because later on in our show, we've got an outstanding guest that will be joining me via phone. His name is Mike Price. He is of the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan. They do some unbelievable things concerning kids with disabilities that have that ever-present dream that many of us who grew up in our childhood had of just performing on the big athletic stage, no matter what sport it may be. And the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan allows those kids to do that. You do not want to miss that chat. Also, later on in the hour, we'll have Reflection Friday for you, where we'll take a look at what happened this week in the world of sports and right here on Current Sports Radio and bring to you some of our favorite moments and maybe even stories that we didn't get a chance to get to. Phone lines are open, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. And what you just heard during that montage was, of course, one of my favorite events to watch and view each and every year. And that, of course, is the National Spelling Bee. And for now, what, the second year in a row, you had two individuals tie for the championship. That was Gokul Fitikanacham, and he's from Chesterfield, Missouri, and Vanya Shiva Shankar. She's 13 years old. Gakul is 14. But Vanya is of she's from Texas, and they were just outstanding yesterday, tying for the 2015 Scripps National Spelling Bee Championship. How about that? But a lot of pressure on Gokul, Isaac, as he took the, you know, he took the stand, as you just heard, and he had to spell Nanatuck to tie. Well, if he would have got that word wrong, Vanya would have had a chance to step up and spell it. And if she would have got it right, she would have been the outright winner. But since Gokul got it right, they both tie. They both take home the championship. Very, very cool stuff. Did you catch any of it last night?
I was working out during it, so I was able to watch the subtitles. Gotta say, not nearly as exciting.
Yeah. Not at all. And then watching it live happen, right? Now, you know, I do this every single year. You weren't with us last year, Isaac, but we do this every year. It's become kind of an annual thing here on Current Sports. And it used to be a big production when we, of course, had Alex Sharg and we had Matt Lucky here on the show. We would actually have a spelling bee competition live here on the air. I would moderate it. I didn't spell myself. I would just go through and find words and throw it at Alex and Matt and let them just go at it. And we've had some hilarious moments with us three doing that. So you didn't know I was going to do this because you have been working tirelessly behind the glass. As next week, I don't know if we told our listeners this yet, but next week I'll be on vacation. Isaac, you are actually heading to New Orleans right after the show, right?
Yeah, I'm catching my bus at 3:30, so getting out, printing the passes, and running to the bus stop.
You're taking the bus down there?
Michigan Flyer to the Detroit Airport.
Okay.
And then flying to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Then flying to New Orleans, and then staying in New Orleans for a day, and then flying to the British Virgin Islands. Not that I'm complaining.
But yeah, now that you're complaining, right?
It's a lot of travel. Yeah.
That's unbelievable, man. You're going to have a great, great break. And you're actually going to be gone away from the booth for, 2 weeks, I believe, right?
2 weeks, yeah.
You'll be gone for 2 weeks. I'll be gone all of next week. Finally taking some vacation time, right? And again, you were behind the glass, just kind of putting together. We're going to have a best of series of shows next week. So if you happen to miss any of our more memorable interviews, guests, and discussion segments that you happen to miss, hey, all you got to do is just tune in next week. We're going to have a plethora of them from Monday to Friday, okay? You don't want to miss any of that. But while you were putting that together, Isaac, I had a few, I was just trying to research a few words here to throw at you, my brother. How well can you spell? I guess I just got to ask that really quick.
Let's do it. I was good on all those standardized tests as a little kid. Let's do it.
All right, let's throw a few out there for you. Now, let's put something on the line here. Let's put a stake on the line here. We literally could put a stake as my next thing that I'm about to say here. If you do get, I'm gonna toss at you five words. If you do get three of those five correct, just three of the five, I'll buy you lunch when you get back 2 weeks from now. Okay.
Sounds good.
How's that sound?
Great.
All right. Let's start with the first. And again, we'll try to fly through these because we got a lot to talk about here on the show. First word is hallucinogen, which is a substance that produces hallucinations.
Okay. I'm going to say H-A-L-U-C-I-N-O-G-E-O-N.
Oh, boy, you were close. You got the beginning and the end of that word wrong. It's actually two L's. So H-A-L-L-U-C-I-N-O-G-E-N. You got a little too fancy at the end of that word. So, all right, that's you're 0 for 1 right now.
All right.
Okay, you're ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hodgepodge.
Oh, okay. If I don't get this right, I am going to be upset. H O D G E P O D G E.
Nice. There you go, Isaac. Yeah. All right. All right.
I was studying before the show, you know.
And there you go. I don't know how you even fathom that because this is just kind of on the fly here. Okay.
It is. Yeah.
So you got one of two right. Okay. Let me scroll down here. I had a few more for you. Well, at least three more for you. Let's see here. Okay. Paraffin. That's a substance used in candles or to waterproof paper. How about that? You learn something every day, right? Paraffin.
Okay. P-A-R-A-P-H-Y-N?
No. You want to take another stab at it?
I-N-E?
No.
I-N?
Yeah, it is I-N. Okay. but you got the middle of the word wrong either. And anyway, it's actually P-A-R-A-F-F-I-N. So, yeah, pretty simple spelling there. All right, so what are you, what, 1 for 3 right now?
1 for 3.
1 for 3, so that means you have to take the cake on these next two, right?
I can do it.
Well, hold on, if you're, yeah. Okay, let's see here. What other word did I have for you? See if I can find it here. I have, like, a huge list that I wanted to throw at you. I won't go too crazy. Give me, all right, hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. We all know what a hippo is, so.
Can I spell the abbreviated version?
No.
The hippo.
You got to get... Yeah, that'd be way, way too easy, Isaac. Hippopotamus, though. Go ahead.
All right. H-I-P-P-O-P-O-T-A-M-U-S.
Wow. Nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it. Good
stuff.
I was
just getting lost in the middle of that.
Yes.
I felt like I was trying to recount a book.
Well, this is it right here. This is for your lunch right here. You're 2 for 4. One more left. If you get this one right, Isaac, I'm buying you lunch. You ready?
I'm ready.
I can't make this one easy. Let's see here. That's way too easy. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Exacerbate, which means to make something worse.
Yes, I do know that word.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Great choice. To make something worse, it's a verb. Exacerbate.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right. And at first, when you first spilled, I'm like, yes, he's about to bomb this. You got it right. All right. When you come back 2 weeks, I'm buying you lunch. What do you want, my friend?
I'm not sure. I haven't had a good burger in a while. So I'll just go with burger if that's cool.
There you go. All right. You know, I'm going to extend the invitation out to all our listeners out there. If you think that you are a heck of a speller and want to call in and try your hand, I have a whole list here that actually I put together last night. If you want to try it, call in 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. I actually have a pair of tickets to go see any Lansing Derby Vixen game that you want to go to, okay? So call in if you think you can spell, all right? All right, folks. Well, let's transition now because, you know, Isaac, I found this story, as I do just about every day here on the show. I always find a story that just intrigues me at the top of the hour. And, you know, I found this, actually, I found out about this story during live time yesterday, last night, actually, when I went on this man's Twitter page. Now, one day after Adrian Peterson insisted that his absence from Minnesota Vikings OTAs had, quote, nothing to do with wanting to be traded, the All-Pro running back made it crystal clear yesterday what has him miffed. Talking to Twitter, Peterson unleashed a rant centered around his 7-year, $96 million contract, which runs through 2017. Just to read a tweet or two here, Isaac, he says, quote, I love people who think they know it all. Shaking my head, research how many NFL teams hasn't honored a player's contract and learned something. Question for the people, is a contract two-sided or one? Okay, great, two-sided. Well, why, when one party decides, Mr. Question mark, we want you to take a pay cut now, or better yet, flat out release you. There's never no talk about honoring a contract. Now, the Vikings have made every intention of paying Peterson the $12.75 million that he's due for 2015. AP's concern is after this year, 2016. And that's according to NFL media insider Ian Rappaport. Now, with no guaranteed money left in his deal, the six-time Pro Bowler wants financial assurances beyond this season. One more tweet, he says, quote, I know hundreds of players that wish their team would have honored, in all caps, honored the contract, but instead got through to the side like trash. A little crazy how one side has so much power that they can do as they please when it comes to the contract. You know what, Isaac? I kind of have a problem with Adrian Peterson's whole Twitter rant that he had yesterday. First off, we all knew why Adrian Peterson was a little perturbed. First off, this all stems from last season when Adrian Peterson was relieved of all things Minnesota Vikings and all things NFL related due to the story that broke out about the whole child abuse situation when it came to his son. Once that news broke, it was all over. It was all over national news sites like CNN. You even had people like The View talking about it. It was crazy. So they relieved him of his duties, but he still got paid. Adrian Peterson didn't like the way the Minnesota Vikings managed that entire situation when it came to him and completely relieving him of his duties with the Minnesota Vikings squad. He didn't like it. So at the end of the day, I kind of knew that if Adrian Peterson, you know, I knew that he was going to return to the team next year. And especially everyone was looking to see if during around OTAs, whether or not he would show up or not, and whether or not he would be happy in the situation in Minnesota. He's not, and I'm not surprised, because he is still perturbed at the way this whole thing went down last season. But don't hash it out on Twitter. I mean, how many times have we seen athletes voice their disconcern, personal business at the end of the day, and just go on complete rants via social media that really could have been hashed out if you had a one-on-one conversation with that individual? Why doesn't Adrian Peterson take that frustration, walk into Mike Zimmer's his office, sit down, talk man-to-man about the situation, and get it flattened out? I just have a problem with athletes airing out personal situations like financial disputes and so on and so forth. I have a problem with them venting via Twitter when everybody can just see your laundry, just air it out. I hate that.
Yeah, and the other thing with Adrian Peterson going to Twitter is this is Adrian Peterson. He's not going to be the, you know, receiver of a bunch of public support from Twitter. He's not the most popular guy right now, in case he forgot, because of this whole child abuse thing. That's kind of a big deal. So no, why go to Twitter, especially when you're not trying to get the public to do anything? First
right.
off, they wouldn't do anything. Second, this is a matter for behind closed doors, like you said. And Adrian Peterson, his contract next year is guaranteed. Why doesn't he at least lay out the part that's guaranteed before beefing about his future contract? And if he plays well next year, then he shows he deserves that contract still. So let his play speak, just like Kobe did, just like we'll see if Brady can. Any other similar situations, let your play show you deserve your pay.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And again, they still paid Adrian Peterson last year, even though the man only played one game. They still paid him. So I don't know his quarrel lies with the fact that he's not sure whether or not he'll get guaranteed money, despite what happens if, you know, bar injury or something of some sorts. But he's upset that the money isn't guaranteed after this year, which in other sports you can argue isn't the case, you know, point blank period. But that's the way the NFL is. Which he does have an interesting point there, but at the same time, AP, you still got paid last year when you didn't even put in any work at all. The Vikings didn't have to do that. So, and again, I just think it comes down to just Adrian Peterson really just not wanting to be a member of the Minnesota Vikings right now. But at the end of the day, you got to handle your business. Honor the contract. Go out there. Play your butt off. Get paid. And shut up.
Well,
because I think Zimmer has already made it clear they're not releasing him from his contract.
No. It's the Vikings or nobody. And the other thing is, Adrian Peterson signed. He put his John Hancock on this contract. He chose
right.
to sign for no guaranteed money in 2016 on. There are so many different ways you can structure contracts. He could have had $2 million guaranteed every year if he wanted, but he wouldn't have gotten that guaranteed money immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how he structured his contract. So if he doesn't like it, it's his own fault. He's got himself to blame and maybe his agent. But no, he signed the contract. He should be obligated to follow it or retire. He can't play for another team because that's not what he signed into.
Now, the other question here is, if a player doesn't want to play for your organization, Isaac, if you are Coach Zimmer, and you're looking at the displeasure that Adrian Peterson has with being in the purple, at the end of the day, do you think they should release him? If a player wants to be traded, do you think he should be traded?
Not with guaranteed money on his contract. I think they should explore trade possibilities first and then maybe next year. Because you can get something for Adrian Peterson. Come on, this is
without a doubt
the best running back we've seen, in my opinion, since LT. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's too
or
much.
Barry.
So, yeah, maybe. You know? Yeah. I mean, you can look into all those different players, and Adrian Peterson's right up there with them. And he has not had a fair opportunity to win in Minnesota, in fairness, because let's face it, Minnesota's quarterbacks over the past few years have been aging Brett Favre. That's the furthest they got. They had, who was that guy? Christian Ponder.
Right, Christian Ponder, you're right.
I mean,
yep.
He has not had too much help. Hasn't had any great receivers. The days of Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss are gone in Minnesota. So Peterson, he's right to maybe want to go to a more winning team, but he doesn't have that right because he signed himself into this contract. So the Vikings, yeah, I think they should look for trade possibilities, because if he's not going to play for you, then that's a lot of guaranteed money going down the drain for no reason. But if not, then I think they should hold. They should just hold out the grudge match with Peterson a little bit.
There you go. We'll certainly see. It's all about money at the end of the day, you know. 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Well, this is breaking news. Literally just came across my phone as, Isaac, you were just talking. And Seth Blatter has been named FIFA president for a fifth term.
Another
no
great
surprise.
Term. Great, yeah.
Yeah, I know, another fantastic term, right? No surprise there, but the reason why this is such a big story is because of the allegations that the world of soccer is currently going through. You know, with the FBI investigation, you got 14 of FIFA's personnel being charged with money laundering and other allegations here. And many people are looking at Sepp Blatter as, you know, knowing, you know, about what was going on. And or this is the thing about Sepp, because I watched a press conference yesterday. It was some ceremony. I happened to tune in on ESPN. What was that? Do you know what the ceremony was?
I don't know what the ceremony was.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Yeah. But you saw him take the podium, and he kind of, put himself out there and said, hey, you can't monitor and babysit
exactly.
Everybody. Things happen within your organization that sometimes you just don't know is going on. I refuse to believe, though, that Sepp Blatter, for more than two decades, had no idea that something was going on within his own organization. Come on, are you buying that?
No, and here's the funny thing. Even if you don't have the ability to know everything that's going on as a president, you sort of should make sure your whole organization is free of scandal and bribery, because those are two of the main duties assigned to you.
Right.
So either you don't know what's going on, and that's a failure to carry out your duties as president of FIFA. And also, the people that were arrested were high-level figures. These are people that regularly go out for lunch and tea with Sepp Blatter. So,
right, exactly.
You know, these guys are the guys that Sepp Blatter should know what's going on about. We're not talking about a janitor, you know.
Right, right.
Like, deflating a ball.
Exactly. Thing about me, when looking at this, the thing that gets me is that this has been going on for more than two decades. And you're telling me you didn't see anything that was fishy in that whole time? Get the heck out of here. But looking at the actual numbers here, Sepp Blatter, again, he has won FIFA presidential re-election for an unprecedented fifth term as challenger Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan conceded after failing to win by two-thirds majority in the first round of voting today at FIFA's 65th Congress in Zurich. The 209 member nations cast their votes, and the 79-year-old Blatter garnered 133 votes to Prince Ali's 73. But that says a lot, though, Isaac. When you look at those numbers, I mean, 133 to 73, that shows that, I guess, you know, the personnel within FIFA still trust Sepp Blatter to lead this organization.
That or 133, let's see, I'm not no math major, but 133 times 1 million is, that's probably the amount that Blatter doled out to get reelected.
To make sure he gets those votes,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
There's some fishy stuff going on behind the scenes probably, right?
Exactly. And this, we've seen this before in other FIFA elections. We've heard about the FIFA South Africa paying 10 million to get to assure that they got the World Cup. We heard about I'm forgetting what, but One official paid certain African members $1.5 million each to vote for him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this somehow I don't have total credibility and faith in this election.
Yeah, I don't know, but hey, fifth term again for Sepp Blatter. Oh boy! All right, folks, let's hit our first break. When we come back, I am certainly excited about this next interview, folks. Mike Price of the Miracle League of Mitt Michigan. You don't want to miss that chat and so much more. You are tuned in to WKAR's Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870.
It's great and I want to play it so much, but it's hard for me. Sometimes it can be too tough. I'd give anything just to come up to the plate and swing. Then I heard about a really cool thing coming to our town. They're gonna build a field so kids like me can get around. Everybody's pitching in. Looks like we're gonna win. It's a miracle to me. I'm playing baseball. It's a sight to see. We got it all. Under the lights, I'm a star tonight. Looks like I'm living the dream. 'Cause I'm playing on.
Oh boy, how can you not get in good spirit after hearing a song like that, right? Oh boy, folks, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, folks, TGIF. Now, the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan is dedicated to helping children with physical and cognitive challenges to develop and achieve their full potential cognitively, socially, and physically, by providing the opportunity for them to play baseball as a part of a team in an organized league. The Miracle League is not just about baseball. It's about hundreds of dedicated athletes, parents, coaches, buddies, volunteers, and sponsors coming together to support, encourage, and inspire each other in an inclusive environment that embraces diversity. And right now on the line, we have a representative from the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan, Mike Price. Welcome to Current Sports. How you doing, Mike?
I'm great, Al. Thank you. And that music just, if you see the video on the website and hear that music, you never forget it. And you always just get little chills every time you see it and hear it.
Don't you? I mean, every time I hear that song, it just gets you in a good mood. First off, I mean, Mike, who produced the theme song for you guys?
You know what? The song itself is something that they use for the league nationally. And then we had a couple local companies that have done videos for us to assist in visually displaying the message and putting out there really what we're trying to do as a league and what and who our athletes are, and really just gives you a great sample. If you go to miracleleagueofmidmichigan.org, the video just instantly starts playing. And I've never heard of anybody getting on that website one time that doesn't sit through that whole video and then watch it again and just go, man, that is awesome. So.
It truly is, Mike. Now, I got to ask you, I mean, when did the Miracle League of Mitt Michigan begin, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, I think this is, if I remember correctly, I believe this will be our fourth summer operating. We got involved, a number of us were involved with a foundation called the Case Cares Foundation, and the field in DeWitt Charter Township where our athletes play is called Case Cares Miracle Field, Case Cares Foundation Miracle Field. And that foundation raised the money to build the field in partnership with DeWitt Charter Township. And then another nonprofit formed once the field was up and operating, and essentially brought the league together and organizes it and makes the schedule and does everything that goes into a league. So I kind of joined in with the Case Cures Foundation to help raise the funds. One, in my role as executive director of the Greater Lansing Sports Authority, it makes sense for us to be involved. But then two, it's the right thing to do. And three, I also have a daughter that plays in that league. So I've got a lot of touch points with this league that really ties me in emotionally and socially and community-wise as well.
So with your daughter being a part of the league, I mean, you have a direct personal connection to this thing.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Now, I want you to talk about the games a bit, Mike. Now, who works the games? Where do you get the officials from? What are the rules? Things of that nature.
Yeah, so essentially, the rules are a little more lax than your typical baseball or football leagues. The goal of the league itself is to really get these kids out in a team environment, which a lot of them haven't had that opportunity before, get them out there. And then also, it's an opportunity for these kids to get out and interact with other kids socially that they have a lot in common with, and just get out there and have some fun and be, you know, I played baseball growing up. Al, I don't know what your situation is. My guess is you played something growing up, too.
Oh, you know it.
We want to give those kids that experience that we all had growing up that's a little more challenging for them to find. Just having that social interaction out on the field can do wonders for these children. So we also take the parents out of the equation, and we partner each one of the kids up with a buddy. So a lot of times, this is the first time that a parent has been able to sit back and watch their kid enjoy and engage in sports and just get out there and have some fun. And it's an opportunity for the parents to sit back in the bleachers and just cheer them on and enjoy what they're seeing out in the field.
Oh, that's great stuff. And if I recall correctly, Mike, I do remember, I think it was last summer, I think Jake Boss and his MSU baseball team, they volunteered as some of the buddies for your respective teams, right?
Yeah, Jake Boss and his kids over there at Michigan State University have been supportive of this league since day one. And every year we have an opening day celebration, and he brings out all those baseball players. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure who sometimes gets more out of it, the kids that are out there seeking the autographs and partnering up with the student-athletes or the student-athletes themselves who are out there interacting, engaging with these kids. And they become friends throughout the year. A lot of these kids go to those Michigan State games out on campus and watch them and follow them. And, you know, they become connected both ways, which is really special to see.
Oh, that is fantastic stuff, Mike. So how many innings do you guys play?
They play, we try to get three in, depending on the speed of the games and how we're flowing. So we try to get three innings in. Every kid bats. We go through the lineup each inning, so every kid gets an opportunity to get up and bat, and then they go play the field. And some kids hit it off the tee. Some kids get a little underhand pitching from the coach going on. It all depends on what they want to do and how they want to interact while they're up at the plate. So it's like I said, the rules are a little more lax than traditional, but it's still competitive. The kids have a riot, and it's something to see out on the field, that's for sure.
Again, folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Mike Price of the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan. Now, Mike, how many kids roughly are involved? Are you starting to see those numbers grow each and every year you do this?
Yeah, they do. They grow. I think as the league becomes more more visible in our community, we'll continue to attract more kids. And get them out and engage them. We're also exploring other opportunities to continue to engage past the youth level as well to maybe get some more folks engaged. But, you know, it's about getting that word out and providing and letting people know that this opportunity exists and that your kids can come out and participate. So we have seen those numbers bump up every year. I want to say we're just shy of 100 kids in our league this year. I think we have 16 this year out in the league. So it's growing, and it's something that I think will continue to grow, especially as this league and folks like you do a great job of helping us get that word out and raise the visibility a little bit.
Oh, it's certainly an honor and a pleasure on our end, Mike. Now for you, we talked about that personal connection to this event for you. What is it like for you to see these kids live out that athletic dream? I mean, it's got to pull at the heartstrings a bit, doesn't it?
I think it does for every parent out there, every volunteer. Anybody that really comes out, our sponsors, you get out there and you sit back and you just see these kids just, you know, sometimes forget about their circumstance or whatever situation they're in, and they get out there and they just have a good time. You know, my daughter, for instance, God love her, she loves being out there, she loves batting, and she goes out in the field. Half the time she leaves her glove on the bench just to go out to talk to the buddies and hang out and be on the field and talk to the other kids, and you just see it's kind of a release out there for them to get out and enjoy it and have fun. And then from a parent's perspective, you know, you get to sit back and watch your child just enjoy themselves. And if anybody has kids or grandkids, you know what that's like to see a smile on their face. It just brings emotions right to you. So it's just an incredible feeling. Even if you don't have an attachment, we have people that come out and just watch the games and the kids because they're so inspired by what these kids do out there. We have kids in walkers and wheelchairs. We have children with no arms out there who are batting and throwing the ball. It's incredible to be inspired by these young people out doing what they want to do out on the field.
Now, Mike, I may be putting you on the spot with this next question, but if you could choose maybe one or two stories that have really stuck out in your mind over the years, what would those stories be?
One would be, I think, just this opportunity that's been created. Vicky Chain, who is our league director, started a team of superstars a long time ago, and these kids used to play in a grass field in the back of Foster Community Center. And if you can picture being in a wheelchair or walker going through 4 to 6 inch grass trying to play baseball, it doesn't work. So they've moved to other dirt fields, but then the kids would get stuck in the dirt and the ruts, and it just didn't work. So they kept doing it. They kept playing and pushing. And then this group came together at the Chase Terrace Foundation to raise the money for the field. And that very first moment, when you see all the kids come out on the field, you see all the volunteers, all the Miracle League board members and the Chase Terrace Foundation folks out there, and we did our first opening day, and to see the look on the kids' face when they rolled out there onto the field with no obstructions, nice and easy, and just the pure joy and excitement and awe on their face was absolutely overwhelming.
Oh, boy, if that doesn't inspire your folks, you don't have a pulse if you're not inspired right now, okay?
I agree.
Folks, again, we are talking with Mike Price of the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan. Now, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but games will be played every Monday and Wednesday, two games per night, from June 1st to July 15th. Am I right?
That is correct. And actually, right now, we're still seeking some buddy volunteers to serve out on the field with the kids. We partner you up with an athlete all year long, so you get to know this athlete and you connect with them, and you're out there during the games. So we encourage people to visit our website at miracleleagueofmidmichigan.org and click on the Be a Buddy tab and sign up. It's incredibly rewarding. You're out there supporting a great cause, and it's fun. It's a fun activity to do.
It certainly is. Now, I also understand you guys are looking for an announcer, right? Or has that position been filled? I want to get the word out on that as well.
No, it has not been filled. We are looking for and seeking a one or two individuals. We like to make this an experience and a spectacle for these kids. We like to just go over the top and have some fun with them. And we have an announcer position that we do for the games. And they have a microphone and some speakers out there. And we announce the kids like it's a Major League Baseball game. And then we share a little bit about each one of the athletes that's out there, too. Maybe their favorite hobby or what they love about baseball or some kind of little tidbit that we collect from each one of the children. And we want that person to engage, have some fun, and just bring a little more energy out at the field as well to make sure that we're providing the best possible experience for these athletes while they're on the field.
I absolutely love that. So how, if someone's out there listening right now that says, oh, man, I want to maybe try out to become the announcer for this incredible, you know, the Miracle League of Michigan, how can they do that, Mike?
You know, I'm going to direct everybody right to the website at miracleleagueofmidmichigan.org. And on there, there's a spot to sign up to be a volunteer or email the Miracle League. If they just send us an email right from that website and put in there, hey, I'm interested in being an announcer, we'll follow right up with you and get you out and get you involved.
And on that website, they can also, you know, kids can register to be a part of the league still, right?
Registration for league is closed. If there's extenuating circumstances, we can normally always kind of take those into consideration. So the teams are kind of set. But, you know, if there's an athlete out there that didn't hear about it, I'm sure we can find a way to accommodate them. And then also, like I said earlier, we're definitely still looking for some buddies to come out and help these athletes out on the field a little bit.
That is fantastic stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, we and the current sports TV crew will certainly be out there this summer to produce an in-depth feature on you guys. I can't wait to get out there, meet the kids, meet you and the other personnel that are involved with the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan. Appreciate your time, Mike Price.
Thanks, Al, for all you do, and we appreciate you spreading our message out there. We look forward to seeing you this summer.
Anytime. Appreciate it, Mike. All right, ladies and gents, man, that's great stuff. What a fantastic guy, right? And what a fantastic league. Again, we'll make sure we'll post the website on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports, and I'll also tweet it out after the show. Again, folks, our phone lines are still open. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. Let's hit our second break. When we come back, just like each and every Friday, we love to reflect a bit. We dub it Reflection Friday. You don't want to miss that. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Was that not a fantastic interview or what, Isaac? I mean, Mike Price and the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan. I tell you what, I wish I might have to do some more research because I didn't know this was a nationwide initiative. I wish there was something like that in Detroit. You know, I know plenty of kids that would love to get involved with something like that. But how cool is that? I mean, kids with disabilities getting to live out their big league dreams, right?
That is great. Yeah, it's always outstanding to see just the initiative taken by some of these people, some who aren't even parents, some who don't have a personal connection. Of course, Mike did, which makes it no less incredible that he helps out. But there are all these people that just feel it in the goodness of their hearts to go out. And yeah, I know you and I will be sure to go to a couple games and try to help out once ourselves.
Without a doubt, we will certainly be bringing a feature from the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan to Current Sports TV in the coming weeks. Again, we will keep you posted on that feature as we roll along this spring and summer. Well, it is Friday, TGIF. Isaac, I'm going to miss you, man. You're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Any special plans? So you said you're going out there, you're taking the bus, going on the going down to Metro Detroit, hopping on a plane and heading straight to New Orleans, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a stop in Charlotte, but
oh yeah, there's a layover in Charlotte. Then okay,
so,
gotcha. That's fantastic.
Midnight. Yeah.
So had you let your fam know? You already let the fam know. I'm pretty sure they're pretty excited to see you, right?
I'd imagine, but you know, they're like. Probably that stage of...
They're like, all right, you grown, get out of here. You
know
what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I went through that phase. My mom, she actually, the first year of college after I went off to college, my freshman year, she turned my old bedroom into my little sister's room. So she was just waiting for me to get the heck on, for lack of a better term. So, all right, Isaac, well, 10 minutes left. Let's close out this week like we always do each and every Friday on WKAR's Current Sports. We dub it Reflection Friday, where we look at the week that was in the world of sports, also right here throughout each and every Current Sports radio and TV show, and maybe even bring up some stories that we may not have gotten a chance to get to. Here we go. Time for Reflection Friday. All right, it is time for Reflection Friday, where we take a look at the week that was in the world of sports, and of course, right here on Current Sports, and bring to you our favorite stories, our favorite moments, and so on and so forth. And first off, Isaac, I got to vent real quick. Man, the Detroit Tigers, how inconsistent are they, man? I mean, just up and down so far this year. Again, they'll win three, they'll lose three, they'll win two. They'll lose two. You just don't know what you're going to get with the Tigers right now. Of course, they are now trying to come off, a 12-2 just complete romping at the hands of the Los Angeles Angels last night. The 12 runs were the second most that the Tigers have surrendered all year. Buck Farmer was hit hard in his season debut. He allowed 7 runs in 5-plus innings. James McCann had 2 hits. The Tigers totaled 5 hits, and they now trail the Royals and the Minnesota Twins by 1.5 games in the American League Central. And, you know, you at the end of the day, you really can't buck Farmer. You know what I mean? I mean, it was a season debut. The only reason he started was because of an injury to the lineup. So, at the end of the day, I just don't know what Detroit Tigers team I'm going to get on a nightly basis. If this inconsistency continues to protrude throughout the rest of the season, I do think there's a legitimate case to be concerned, Isaac.
Well, I know half of what we're going to get every game, and that's the 2 runns of batting, or maybe 3
right.
on a good day.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
what's upsetting. The Tigers had their first shutout of the year earlier this week, and they only won that one 1-0. They won another one this week 2-1. Lost last night 12-2. The bats have to get going. I mean, I don't know what it'll take, but yeah, it's time for Ausmus to take the guys out back and just throw them a few warm-up pitches.
Yeah, they certainly got to wake up. What's your reflection Friday? I got a few more here, but I'm going to toss it to your end right now, Isaac.
Okay. Well, first off, I'd like to say I know some people are getting tired of her, but Riley Curry, have you seen her? Steph Curry's daughter?
Oh, yeah, in the press conferences? Yeah.
She's the most adorable baby I've ever seen. So if you haven't YouTubed her, check her out, Riley Curry. She's just a funny person. And then, yeah, I've got a few more myself, so you can go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, looking at on that same notion with Steph Curry, man, his whole family, aren't they just a beautiful family, man? I tell you what, you know, and I was actually reading a story last night about Steph Curry and how he met his wife. I forget her first name. Is it Aisha Curry?
Aisha.
Yes, Aisha Curry. They met when they were, you know, real young at their youth retreat at church, and they just fell in love. They were kind of shy at first. I mean, okay, I don't want to get gushy on our listeners out there, but it was a touching story. It was something right out of a movie. I tell you what, it's really, really hard to not like Steph Curry. I mean, he's become easily my favorite player in the NBA. But for me, on the same notion, talking about the NBA, Isaac, I got to bring up, I want to give a shout out again to Draymond Green. Because I think that, you know, looking at how his game has just evolved and how it has just seemingly easily just transitioned to the next level of basketball in the pros, you got to shout out Day-Day. It's great seeing, Spartans who have gone on to do great things in the pros. And right now, Draymond Green is that guy in the pros who is garnering much deserved spotlight for the way he plays. So, and I'm excited. I'm excited about this NBA final series, man. Cleveland and Golden State, you know, big names, you know, you got 2 rookie head coaches going at it. Wow. I can't wait. And also I got a shout out. I mean, hey, you got, if you're a hockey fan out there, you got a pair of game 7s this weekend. How about that? Hockey, baby. Gotta love that. I'll be watching that.
Oh, yeah, don't you wish us NBA fans had something like that? I mean, gosh.
Right, I'm telling you, man.
A 4-game and a 5-game conference final series, that is disappointing.
Right.
Hey, Draymond, that's actually on the same token as one of mine. Because Draymond says his motivation for the finals, he said this recently, is LeBron James, after failing to score on him twice when Draymond was a rookie, backed him down, drew a foul, and shouted at Draymond, "You too small." And Draymond, so I'm excited to see this matchup. Because
right.
Draymond, he's improved since he was a rookie. And gosh, it'll be a great matchup, yeah.
I will say that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Draymond Green, looking at the way he plays the game, Isaac, he doesn't hold back. He does not hold back whatsoever, man. And he loves to talk a little trash from time to time as well. And it's going to be fun to watch those two go at it as well. But Draymond Green, he doesn't bite his tongue. If he says what's on his mind, that's something that you certainly can appreciate, especially for all the journalists out there. You know what I mean? But yeah, and speaking of the NHL playoffs, again, the Lightning and Rangers, they play tonight at 8 p.m. And then tomorrow at 8 p.m., the Blackhawks and Ducks go at it. So going to be some entertaining stuff. All right, Isaac, here's a comical one for you. NBA superstar John Wall. Did you hear about this one? He was kicked off an American Airlines flight in Las Vegas this week after someone in his crew allegedly threatened another passenger. Come on. Now, law enforcement tells TMZ Sports that the Washington Wizards star had boarded a flight headed to D.C. on May 26th. But before the plane took off, his crew got into a verbal argument with someone else in the plane, and a threat was allegedly made from someone in Wall's group. Now, they're also told that someone from the flight crew called the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for help, and cops boarded the plane to deal with the situation. We're told Wall and his party left without a further incident. So, I mean, come on, man. You know, it goes back to who you hang with at the end of the day. Every big-time celebrity or big-time athlete always has that crew that runs with them. You got to make sure you keep your crew in check, because some people just have the wrong crew around them. And you talk about the money team with Floyd Mayweather Jr. To Mayweather's credit, I've really heard, and his crew rolls deep too. I've never heard of anyone in the money team getting into something stupid like this.
It's true.
There you go.
Well, I made, you'll be proud of me for this, but I made sure to notify all my crew, because I did hear this story yesterday. I told my crew not to start anything on the flight back to New Orleans. So
Isaac is that big, folks, that he carries an entourage with him wherever he goes. He actually has three bodyguards behind the glass right now as we speak. They're present every show. You guys just don't hear them, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, but my next reflection would be on the career of Tom Thibodeau's the Bulls coach.
Right.
Because he was fired this week. It's one of the most bizarre incidents because he really had a successful career when you look at it. He made the Eastern Conference Finals. He, you know, led a team without Derrick Rose for 2 years, far in the playoffs with Derrick Rose there even better, and one of the defensive masterminds of the game. And he's gone from Chicago for a lot of disputes with ownership. So I think it is interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting. I think Tom Thibodeau, and again, he'll eventually find another job in the NBA. But again, at the end of the day, when really looking at that story, Isaac, I mean, as a head coach of an organization, you can't go, well, I mean, he went like 3 months without talking to the general manager. You can't go 3 months without talking to your boss. I mean, that you're asking to get fired. You're just asking for it. If you won an NBA championship, he would be keeping his job without a doubt. But you can't go months on end without talking to your boss. Come on. It's all about communication at the end of the day, folks. It's all about how you communicate. And last but not least, Isaac, of course, with both of us taking off, at least me for next week. You'll be gone for 2 weeks. I'll be gone all of next week on vacation. Just giving you guys a heads up, you do not want to miss our incredible lineup of our best of shows next week. Monday, you'll get a recap of our initial thoughts concerning the FIFA FBI investigation. You'll also get to hear from Michigan State wide receiver great Gene Washington and his incredible documentary, along with what he has partnered up, of course, with his daughter, Maya Washington, entitled Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. You don't want to miss that. Also, Eileen Easley, who is the head of the Help a Willing Kid Foundation. If you missed any of those segments and interviews, all you got to do is tune in on Monday at 1 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic week of best of shows, so you can get caught up on the current sports madness. Well, we are out of time, ladies and gents. I want to give a special shout out to Mike Price of the Miracle League of Mid-Michigan, also our fantastic engineer of WKAR's current sports, Isaac Constance. Isaac, travel safely, my man, all right?
Will do. Thank you, Al.
And also, thanks so much to all of you for tuning in to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. As always, take care. Have a fantastic weekend and week. Take care and be easy, people.